This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Nickelodeon's hit preschool series Blue's Clues and You is back. A remake of the groundbreaking, curriculum-driven, interactive series that continues to draw critical praise and high ratings, changing the way children watch television. The landmark series has raised the bar in preschool television by exploring advanced subjects, such as sign language, geography, physics, emotions, and anatomy. The modern version of Blue's Clues, which airs weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Pacific on Nickelodeon, features brand new elements alongside refreshed iconic items from the original series. Josh De La Cruz is the new live-action host, and he's our guest next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. September 1996, the groundbreaking preschool series Blue's Clues and You premiered to critical praise, creating a more interactive way for kids to watch TV, becoming one of the most popular preschool shows of all time. And now Blue and her crew back in the new Nickelodeon series Blue's Clues and You, a whole new generation of preschoolers searching for clues with their beloved puppy, Blue, featuring a new live-action host, Josh De La Cruz, who was inspired, by the way, from the original series to become an actor, working in theater for over a decade, now currently working on music, television, film, previously seen as Aladdin in the Broadway production of Disney's Aladdin. Josh De La Cruz, host of Nickelodeon's hit preschool series, Blue's Clues and You, weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Pacific. Josh, back with us on This Week in America. Josh, welcome to the program. It's great to have you back with us.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back on.
What an amazing first season that you've had, and it continues. The hits keep coming. A lot of exciting events coming up for you. Let's start by talking about this brand new musical theme special episode, Blues Sing-Along Spectacular. Tell me about this. This really is going to be something spectacular, isn't it? Properly named.
Yeah, this is so one of my favorite parts about our show is about how amazing and how much fun our music is. And I'm pumped for this episode because for Blue Sing Along Spectacular, we have performances by Ali Brooke, The Sun, who is voiced by gospel singer Yolanda Adams, and then our incredibly talented cast of voice actors with Mailbox, Tickety Talk, Slippery Soap, me, Joe, and Blue, we are singing along to all the hits from season one, and I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of, you know, it's an amazing concert for everyone at home.
Well, and it's interactive as well. Talk about that, because all the kids can play along with you by watching the spectacular.
Yeah, so, you know, it's what's amazing is that, like, what's always true about our show is that we always need the help of everyone at home. And so the home viewer, we play Blue's Clues to figure out what song Blue wants to sing in the show, while also watching their friends take the mic and perform these songs from our show. So we have performances, like I said, by Ali Brooke and Yolanda Adams and our friends, while we're figuring out what song that Blue wants to play at the end for her big moment. So it's a lot of fun, lots of music, and an awesome game of Blue's Clues in the mix.
And I love the name of the episode, Bluestock, the Blue's Clues music concert, Bluestock. I love that. You know what's interesting? I mentioned interactive. Blue's Clues and You, the name of the program, I think really is it what makes it so different than the other program is the and you part of it. You just mentioned the fact that the kids will be right there with you as you're doing this episode. Is that what sets this program apart, do you think?
Absolutely. You know, our show was so groundbreaking because, like Mr. Rogers, who inspired all of us, who talked directly to the kids at home, to all of us at home, we take it to the next level by waiting for an answer and asking kids to respond. And me as a host, I can't do anything. Well, just me in general, I can't do anything without help. And what's amazing about our show is that when I ask a question about, hey, do you see a clue? I really don't see it. And I need the kids' help at home, and they help me get through it, and we figure it out together. And that's the only way that we're gonna get through it and have some fun is just together.
Josh Dela Cruz back with us on the program, host of Blue's Clues and You on Nickelodeon weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern and Pacific. Also out there, Blue's Clues and You inspired toy lines. They're available actually in stores now. Talk about this, because they also get to engage with you with these new toys that are available.
Yeah, this toy line I'm really excited about. We have an amazing plush Blue who reflects the show. She's so cozy and so fluffy and so cute. But we also have all these amazing interactive toys, so we can take the lessons from our show and the activities from our show, and now you can take them and have them in your hand and play at home, whether if you're watching along or if you're making your own game of Blue's Clues at home with your family and with your friends. And so it's really exciting. We have a handy dandy notebook. We've got a play set with the entire house. We've got different games, virtual games, and it's a really, really exciting toy line that I think is current with the times and really gets you to play with the show in your hands.
Are we going to see a Josh bobblehead at some point out there that we can purchase at the toy store?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. let's put that out in the universe that,
yes,
and we get a little bobblehead, because I think that would be great.
I thought I'd just sort of work that into the conversation. And then beginning in August,
I appreciate you.
They're keeping you very busy. You've got an original podcast series, 10 episodes coming out. That'll be in August. Talk about that, because another way to connect with the youngsters.
Yeah, I think I'm really, really excited. You know, now that the show is out, now the show is premiered, I'm so pumped for all these extra ways that you can connect with our show. And I'm so excited. I think I'm the most excited for these podcasts, because what happens is that Josh and Blue skidoo into a storybook to help Blue get ready for bed. And as the show starts, we're in a very familiar place. We're reading the story. We have our cast of characters that are read by me. And as the podcast goes, we start to tone it down and tone it down and tone it down, so that hopefully by the end of the podcast, the kids and, you know, hopefully the parents will also be able to take a nap in a really nice, relaxing place, or even go to bed for the night. And it's a lot of fun. The podcast is so visceral, and lots of really fun things are going on, and then we take it down, and hopefully everyone will be asleep.
You know, there are benefits for the entire family, mom and dad and the youngsters with the podcast series. But wait, there's more. You've got Tuesday Blues Day and sort of a wet virtual play dates that you can participate in as well.
Yeah, that's right. So we have the virtual play dates, which were actually filmed at home with the help of my wife. Thankfully, with everything going on, I can't get into a studio. So our writers have written virtual playdates where we can interact with kids even past the show, past the podcast, where we can do activities and dance along and sing along and do craft activities together while everyone is at home. And it's really exciting. You can watch those on Nickelodeon or on any of our social channels, either on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube, and it's a lot of fun, and a great way to we do a cheer for all of our essential workers at the end of every episode, which is so important for me because my mom just retired, but she's a nurse, and I come from a family of nurses, and it's really special.
You mentioned your wife participating, a stage TV actress, Amanda Dela Cruz, that's working with you behind the scenes on this. And you've got all this going. Season 2 is about to begin. I think it's Tuesday, August 18th. The show premiered, I think it was about 8-9 days later, they sign up Season 2. I understand Season 3, after the first of the year, they signed up for Season 3. You're busy now, and it looks like you're going to be busy on into the future. This has really caught on with not only the youngsters that are watching for the first time, but parents that are sort of reliving a little bit of their childhood.
Yeah, this is really, really exciting. It was such an important show for me and my family growing up that I think that what really sets us apart this time around is that not only are we watching a quality TV show where kids are going to have fun, but now parents are going to be able to share a piece of their childhood that is so important to them with their child. And it's a really, really amazing family bonding experience that I'm so happy that people are going to be able to have, looking back in their memories.
Let's talk about the impact it had on you. I said that was sort of your impetus when you decided that, you know, this acting thing, being on stage, that type of thing could be fun. But I read where you said that Steve Burns, the show, you really need to thank them for helping you get past that shy barrier. Talk about that aspect of it. And obviously that's why you're so passionate about this show, because you know that what the show can do for young people.
Absolutely. You know, when I was growing up, I became very shy. And I retreated a little bit. I mean, once you got me going, if you talk to my sisters or my parents, like once I got over that shy barrier, good luck trying to get me to, be quiet. But I got really shy and I got really self-conscious. But watching the show with my little sister, I would play along in my head. But whenever the songs would pop up, especially the Mail Time song, it was so fun to sing. And it was so fun seeing Steve dance around and be silly and have that kind of energy that we would sing out loud. And we love the Mail Time song. And I thought that at the end of the song, he was doing an impression of an opera singer. So that's what I did. And that's how I started singing. And long story short, I'm talking to Steve in the studio. And I'm like, hey, man, I never told you. Like, that's how I started singing. That opera singer, he's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Thank you for telling me that. But I was actually doing an impression of Grover from Sesame Street. We both had a really good laugh about that. And I thought to myself, wow, my life would have been so different had I known that you're doing Grover, had I realized you were doing Grover. Maybe I would have been a puppeteer, which would have been equally awesome.
Well, we're lucky that you interpreted it the way that you did. I've got about 30 seconds or so left. I mentioned the theater background. Your wife is off Broadway. What's it like in New York now without the bright lights on Broadway? How different is that for you and people in New York City?
You know, it's really interesting. Because there is no acting work right now, the city has definitely dried up. There are no tourists out here. But it has given us, with everything going on, it's given us the important time to reflect on our work and yes. The way that we treat the city and the way we treat each other within the city. So it's really important reflecting time. And when we get back to it, when we come back, hopefully we will be stronger than ever and we will have created – better channels of communication, more accessible theater, because that's definitely one of the bad things about theater.
And you talked about how expensive. Yeah, you can't take a family to the theater. It's just, Josh, we're out of time. Boy, this has been fun once again. Thank you for being with us. Josh De La Cruz, the host of Blue's Clues and You, 9 a.m. Eastern Pacific on Nickelodeon. Thank you for being with us on the program. Stay safe. Hope to talk again soon. And remember, ask for the bobblehead when you're picking up the toys.
I most definitely will. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was once known as the crown jewel of the Roman Empire, the city of Pompeii destroyed in 76 AD when Mount Vesuvius erupted, covering the city in volcanic ash. Now, Curiosity Stream will televise the first large-scale excavation of Pompeii. In the world premiere documentary Pompeii Disaster Street, which recreates the final hours of those who died in the eruption's aftermath, unearthing new facts and surprising revelations. Executive producer of Pompeii Disaster Street is Steve Burns, whose career in documentary filmmaking spans more than 25 years, multiple industry awards, including two Emmys for 5 years on Mars and Spirit of the Rainforest. His team's been nominated for two Academy Awards. Former executive producer for WNET New York's long-running PBS series, Secrets of the Dead, Pompeii Disaster Street, now available for streaming at curiositystream.com, and executive producer Steve Burns with us on This Week in America. Steve, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick.
This is a landmark television event. We're literally looking over the shoulders of the archaeologists. We're there with them. How challenging was it to create this fascinating documentary?
Well, I think you're exactly right that we were looking over the shoulders of the archaeologists for 100 days, over a year and a half. I mean, we were there as they made these incredible discoveries, one after another, and you know, they found frescoes on the walls, freshly painted looking frescoes, mosaics on the floors. But the things that really caught me emotionally were things they would find, kitchen items. So you'd see spatulas and things that we have in our own kitchen, and you'd see tradesmen's little tweezers or weight scales that they would use, and tweezers they would use to weigh things. They had wine amphora and pottery, et cetera. But it was pretty incredible. But sadly, being over the shoulder, you see everything. And during the course of the excavation, of course, they found several skeletons of people that didn't escape the eruption of the, Mount Vesuvius.
You know, it's fascinating because for most of us, we remember what happened reading it in a history book. And a lot of people there, you had the eruption, you had people die. Now when we watch this, we're really seeing a human side of this tragedy. It sort of takes your breath away as you're watching, and even picking up household items like you talk about. There's a story behind that, and suddenly all of this is racing through your mind, and it's like, these are people just like we are.
Exactly, and when you watch this film, you'll get the sense, the same emotion that I think that all the archaeologists who were doing the excavation had. You get a sense for these people. You can, by what they find, you can see they were walking down the streets, going about their everyday business, and they ultimately, sadly, this volcano started shooting huge plumes into the air and dropping rocks on this resort town. So about midday, they start, the volcano was dropping pumice stones one after another, people hitting people in the streets and banging on tile roofs. Eventually, some people escaped, but some people waited too late and they couldn't get out, so they were seeking refuge in their homes. So we were able to tell all their stories. The archaeologists would find evidence, and then they would speculate, and then at the end of our production, we did beautiful reenactments based on their conclusions.
Yes.
And we put them right there in the film, just as they were speculating. We could see it come to life. And you're right, you really do feel for these people because you see them based on evidence. You see what happened to them.
Executive producer Steve Burns is with us of Pompeii Disaster Street, now available for streaming at curiositystream.com. We feel close because of what you did with your crew, the filmmakers, in putting this together. Talk about the painstaking steps that you took to recreate society's environment, because you literally take us back to 76 AD.
Yes. Well, first of all, when you make a film like this, you're doing lots of research, of course, before you even go in the field. And Pompeii is an archaeological wonder. Everybody knows about it. It was a resort town covered, buried by the eruption. But here's the thing that's totally new. You're right. This is the first excavation in 70 years. And so they went to, they uncovered a whole street and two houses and a bar in a town square. But in the 70 years since that, those previous excavations, they have a whole new toolkit for archaeologists to use. And one of the most impressive was laser scanning. As they were uncovering little bits here and there, every week they would scan the walls of the streets and scan the walls of the homes as they cleared them out. So in a way, this they could rebuild the whole city in CGI because the laser scans had thousands of pictures texture mapped over them. So you suddenly see this 3D city come before your eyes. And it's like Google Maps Street View. You could see the street just as it was. You could see the rooms just as they were. And, you know, paintings of homeowners on the walls,
yes.
Mosaics on the floor. It was really emotional. But those new tools are those that gave us this unique view.
This really gives
you
us...
You and I have... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish up that thought.
You and I have seen documentaries where you see reenactments of Pompeii, etc.
Yes.
But in this case, it's so unique that the sets were built to the exact dimensions, had the exact paintings on the walls. Everything was based on the evidence gathered by this laser photogrammetry technology. And so when we told the stories that the archaeologists told us, we were able to put people, actors, in the exact locations where these stories unfolded.
No,
that's what makes it unique.
Well, it is, and because you're able to recreate and the new findings, this really gives us a new understanding of that time period and the disaster, doesn't it?
It sure does, and, you know, lots of things are brand new. They discovered that the date was probably the suspected date was, they always thought was in August. But now they know it was in October because of graffiti that was found. You know, these people were in the middle of an election. They found graffiti from political parties for political people on the walls. So I think it's fun to walk down those streets virtually and see how similar their lives were to ours.
You mentioned the fact that you did a lot of research going into this. So you sort of had an idea what to expect. Were there surprises for you as you're there watching the archaeologist at work and suddenly you're realizing this is brand new? I had no idea. Were there surprises that you encountered?
Oh, definitely. As a younger filmmaker, I had actually filmed in Pompeii. So for me to go back, it was quite emotional. And to see them change, you know, come to a new understanding of what the date of the tragic event was, to see them, see the fact that there were repairs going on in the city streets, and all those things were really... incredible to see. But what was really the most emotional, and I think people watching this film on Curiosity Stream will definitely have the same emotional wallop that we and the archaeologists had when we were filming, and that is you see stories of here's one where they're early on they found a skeleton of a man, and they just assumed that he had leapt from the second floor balcony, and he was found, his skeleton was found with a leather purse and silver coins. But it wasn't until 6 months later they were able to construct the story because they realized that he was the bar owner. When they uncovered the bar, they realized after 18 hours with the stones and the ash building up four inches an hour, they realized he jumped during a lull in the activity of the volcano.
Yes.
And he jumped, but it wasn't a far jump because the streets by that time were 9 feet high in pumice. The streets were filmed, so he had a short jump. But sadly, they could tell the story, the wave of hot ash and rocks traveling 150 miles an hour or so hit him, and that was the end of his near escape.
You'll see stories like that in the documentary Pompeii Disaster Street, Unearthing the Mysteries of One of the World's Most Famous Historical Sites, world premiere documentary now available for streaming at curiositystream.com.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.